Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Action Team conference call. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode, and later we will conduct a question-and-answer session with instructions being given at that time. And as a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Tanisha Smith. Please go ahead.
Great. Thanks so much, Carrie. As he shared, I'm Tanisha Smith, and I'm the volunteer director with Volunteers of America. We're a partner with the Major League Baseball Players Trust in the Action Team program, and we're just delighted to be able to bring this call to you each month. And we're very excited. This is our second call of the 2014-2015 school year. And this evening alone, we expect to have more than 12 schools participating and represented on the line. The call format is approximately 45 minutes in length with the question and answer period at the end. As our operator shared, there will be instructions. So until then, we'll just enjoy our host of the call as well as our guest speakers. And to get us started, please join me in welcoming George Brand to the call. George is a notable sportscaster who is currently a part-time broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds. His knowledge and love of the game is obvious, and his commitment and genuine regard for the Action Team program is no exception. And so he has served as the host of each of our Action Team calls since they began in 2009. And so we're just delighted to have him here with us again tonight. So with that, George, feel free to take it away.
Thanks, Tanisha. Great to be back with everybody, and hope the school year is off and running well for everyone. Just a couple of minutes, we'll hear from our Major League Baseball guest with the Action Team today. That's Todd Frazier, who is not just a great ball player, but one of the best people that you'll find in the game of baseball. And he'll have some great great stories to tell, but more importantly, a great message for all of you, because he wasn't far removed from where you are in high school right now. To get things rolling, let's begin with Melissa Persaud of the Players Trust. We've got people who have been all over the world and all over the weather of the last week or so. Melissa, you're just back from Japan as part of the Japanese All-Star Tour that the United States is involved in with the Major League Players Association. How was the trip over there?
You know, I actually went just for the Players Trust. We gave $1 million after the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. So I went over there, and we had players attend a couple of different events where we heard from the recipients, the grant recipients that we've funded over the years, and they shared with us, you know, some of their trials and tribulations and just stories of how they've been trying to, you know, overcome the hardships. And kind of the underlying message was that there's still a ton of work that needs to be done there. And, you know, people often forget that when a disaster happens, you know, right away people rush to help out, but they forget that a couple of years later, people are still suffering and there are ongoing needs for recovery and rebuilding efforts. So it was just really nice to have all of the ballplayers there to help support these different recipients and really kind of get some media attention and shine a spotlight on the fact that there's a lot that still needs to be done in Japan. And, you know, just you'll be hearing from Todd shortly, but I know he was very heavily involved after Hurricane Sandy, you know, personally involved along the Jersey Shore. So I'm sure he'll probably also talk to you about disaster relief and how that's a very important area to help out.
How's it going so far for the school year?
Great. We've had a couple of Action Team events recently. Stephen Souza from the Nationals assisted one of those Action Team events in Seattle, and then Rob Rasmussen and Kevin Pillar joined the Action Team captains from El Camino Real Charter School out in L.A. And we're also just really happy to announce that we have 8 new schools who joined the Action Team from 7 states, and we have 5 ambassadors from 4 states that have recently joined the Action Team. And so please just continue to spread the word. We'd love to get more people and schools involved.
And we can't speak too early about the scholarship program either, huh?
Nope, that's coming up soon. I think the deadline is in January. I don't know the date off the top of my head, but definitely please submit an application for an Action Team scholarship. You have a very good chance at winning, and we definitely want to be able to help reward all of the action team captains for the work that you've been doing, the great work that you've been doing.
Ditto to you, Melissa. Thanks for all you do, both here in the States with the players and every place else, too. Thank you for the update.
Thanks, George.
From Melissa, let's go to Lyman Smith of Volunteers of America. Lyman, I don't even have to ask. I know you're in Minneapolis. You've had a cold there, haven't you?
This is not right, George. Yes. I was out biking the other morning. It was 2 below. And so I just keep thinking of our friends who are on the call tonight from Maui. You guys, you made the right decision. Stay where you are. So thanks, George. And welcome, everyone, to the call. I just want to say, of course, welcome to also all of you, but also, I don't know how many of you had a chance to check out our website, but if you want to just take a look at it, one of the parts is news and events. It'll tell you what's going on in your area, but also across the rest of the country and world. News and events, take a look at it. Also, I wanted to, I'm not sure you're aware about it, but over 100 projects are already planned by action team captains all across the world. And that's already planned for this year that we have heard from you guys. That's incredible. Now, I want to just highlight a couple of them, if I could. Going back to one slide, Craig Stemmen joined our action team's captains to sort, pack, and provide door-to-door delivery of groceries to disabled senior citizens in Virginia. These are people who can't get out of their apartments or could use help because groceries are darn expensive for a lot of people. So thank you to Craig and those team captains. I know some of you are on the call tonight. Fantastic. Another project that just took place in November was bikes, as you can see on the PowerPoint, those as you can see it, bikes can change lives. Stephen Souza of the Washington Nationals joined lots of our Seattle area team captains to prepare bikes to be shipped to orphans, teachers, and healthcare workers in South Africa. It is incredible. You can also go on our website and see more photos. Over 300 bicycles were put into a shipping container sent to South Africa. Awesome project. Another one that happened also now in November, they cleaned up this canyon out in California, and this is the El Camino action team. They had Kevin Pillar and Rob Rasmussen were out there with them. Great to have the ball players out helping with these projects, reminding the kids just how important those projects are.
Good night.
So, great. You guys, these might be good projects that you might want to consider in your own school or your own city or community. Thing is, on the website, jumping over there, you can see there are several blogs on there. We'd love to have more. Send us your blog to actionteam@mlbpa.org. That's actionteam@mlbpa.org. We'd love to hear from you guys, and we'd love to share it across the web. Also, social media. The great thing about our website is when you land, immediately you're going to start seeing what have we got on Facebook, what do we have on Instagram, what do we have on YouTube, what's our Twitter feed doing. So check out the website at some point. I think you'll find some interesting stuff on there. Also, on the call, just want to remind you, you may be using your phone for the call. If you're not, then be sure and follow us at @action_team. That's @_action_team. And then if you're using your phone, though, follow us after the call there. Okay, great. George, thanks so much, and thanks for everybody for joining the call tonight.
Thanks for the update, Lyman. And again, please do check the website. It gets better every week, and it's it's a great testament to all the hard work that that you folks have put in on it. Let's go to, we're very fortunate. In the years, the last 5 years, we've had the cream of the crop of Major League players join us each and every month for our action team calls. And not just the cream of the crop of athletes, but the cream of the crop of people. And our guest today is right out of the same mold. We're talking about Todd Frazier, third baseman with the Reds, now 28 years of age, grew up in New Jersey. And for those of you that are, you know, maybe you're not Major League players, but almost everybody on the line participated in youth baseball, and Todd Frazier will forever be memorialized by the fact that his Toms River, New Jersey team won the Little League World Series, and in the championship game, he didn't just play well, he played superbly. He was the winning pitcher, was 4-for-4, hit a home run, and that just was not just the tip of the iceberg of an athletic career that helped him win the Rookie of the Year honor, as honored by the players themselves in his rookie year. But even more importantly, he has gained the respect, the trust, and the admiration of teammates, of opposing players, and everybody within the game of baseball. Still has his New Jersey roots, and we welcome Todd Frazier to the program tonight. Todd, great to have you with us.
Hey, George. Thanks a lot, man. Happy to be along the ride here.
By the way, happy birthday to your son, Blake. He'll turn 8 months old tomorrow. That's changed your life for you and Jackie, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. Very fortunate, you know, to, you know, have a kid, and you just see him every day. His personality's changing. We gave him eggs yesterday and some beets the other day, and it's just it's a whole new ballgame, and it goes to show you those 0-for-4 games are not as important when you get home and you see a smile on your kid's face.
You know, Melissa talked about it, and certainly you and I have talked about it, and how you were so touched. You live, grew up, and still do live in the area that was so impacted by Superstorm Sandy. You know, and people think about it and realize what happens when the initial tragedy occurs, but people don't realize it takes years. I know that I'm along the East Coast, and we're still recovering from Superstorm Sandy, and I know you were so instrumental in organizing relief efforts in New Jersey, and it still continues today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It was something you don't see in Jersey or up north at all, and, you know, to see houses get torn apart, to see you know, trees come off your backyard. It's crazy. And I remember I couldn't sleep that night. I remember going outside at 4 a.m. and you could barely hear yourself think. And those are just the craziest things. It was one of the craziest days to be around. And, you know, the aftermath of it, it really hurt a lot of people. People are still asking for food, for clothes. I remember, you know, I had an opportunity to help out, and I took it by storm, and my Little League was actually one that, you know, helped people out with shelter and clothing, and then, you know, my church, everybody, you know, you take it upon yourself. You know, I'm not saying I was the only one that did things, but, you know, as a person, you know, that, you know, as a Major League Baseball player, I think you have to, you know, take it upon yourself, and it's an obligation. I think you need to help your community out as much as you can, and you know, help people out, especially, you know, in the state you live in.
Yeah, you grew up in Jersey, and you still have those Jersey roots. Your two brothers have played professional baseball, and I think the mold was set by your mom and dad, Charlie and Joanne, and all you have to do is meet them once and realize how special they are and how special they've helped you guys become as adults. When did they impress upon you how important it was to give back service to the community?
I remember going to church when I was younger. My mom would always preach to me, you know, be nice to others, be respectful. You never know who you're talking to. And, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, would always, you know, take near and dear to my heart. You know, my dad always told me before every game, you know, respect the game, but, you know, remember where you came from and represent yourself well. And this little stuff like that growing up, and you keep that to heart. And the biggest thing for me is Toms River, where I'm from, is a close-knit community. Everybody plays sports. Their kids play sports. Their kids' kids. They're rearing and ready to go. Hopefully, my son's ready to throw a ball here pretty soon. I'm getting fired up. And you know, we're very close. Everybody knows really what's going on in the sports aspect of life. And then, you know, when this hit, everybody's trying to help each other out. And I think that's the biggest thing, which we need more in this world. And, you know, for my mom and dad, they really picked up the pace with us three boys in the house and putting holes in the walls.
How did you figure out that you could play sports and still have time to devote to your school and your community? I know as we talk to some of the young people around our country today on this call tonight, everybody has busy schedules. Is it managing time? Is it just a decision that you have to make and go out and do it? How did you deal with it?
For me, I asked a lot of questions. I was a big believer in talking to my peers. And I think that's something I still do today. And I think, you know, as a young kid growing up in New Jersey, you got a lot of people trying to, you know, help you out. And I think that's the biggest thing for me. Ask a lot of questions. Understand you're not always going to be right. You need to get put in your place every once in a while. I think that's a big thing so you can understand, you know, what, you know, the true value is of life and where you need to be. So having two older brothers, you know, always letting me play with them in sports-wise. That helped me out, too, playing with older kids. And not letting me play with my friends. I think sports-wise, that helped me out a big time. And, you know, just, you know, having them by my side, you know, never steering me wrong. I think that helped me out big time.
That's Todd Frazier, who still has his Jersey roots, still lives in the Jersey area. His mom and his dad so instrumental in his growth, and his brothers too, Charlie and Jeff. And, you know, there were a lot of neat moments this year. For me, one of the greatest moments was when you made the All-Star team, and then you were asked to participate in the Home Run Derby, and you had your brother throw to you. That had to be like a special, special moment for you, throwing BP to you in the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, especially for my parents. They really enjoyed that. You know, you come back home, I had numerous, over 100 texts and phone calls explaining to me how happy people were here. You know, really just how happy everybody in Tom's River was to see, you know, how close to the family we are and how it's come full circle. And my older brother Charlie played with the Marlins for 6.5 years, never made it to the big leagues. And I kind of explained to him, I said, here's your moment, man. Your major league moment, so you know, step up to the plate and throw me some strikes. I was more nervous for him than I was trying to hit the ball. So I think when anybody gets an opportunity, I remember playing home run derby in the backyard. I yelled at Mike Trout because he had an opportunity to do it, and he said no. I said, and I called him a big baby. And other than that kind of stuff, that's the stuff you enjoy, just hanging out, the camaraderie, and you know, spending it with family. And if you're from Jersey, and you understand that family always is a big part in my life.
It was a big moment for a lot of us as we watched it. It was pretty special. That's Todd Frazier, and we'll give you all a chance to ask him some questions in a couple of minutes. But first, let's welcome and let Todd talk to our action team of the month. It's from Brunswick High School in Maine. How are we doing today, gang?
Pretty good.
Who do we have on the call tonight?
Jackson Gordon.
Hi, Jackson.
Hey, Taran Payne.
Hi, Taran.
And I'm here with Steven.
Hi, Steven. Now, Hello. Let me ask you guys, we just watched TV and saw that Buffalo got hammered with about 6 feet of snow. What did you get up there?
Not too much, actually. Just a light dusting, really.
It's cold, though, isn't it?
It's very cold.
Our football field still has a lot of snow on it.
Big game for Thanksgiving coming up?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your school, your nickname, and what are the best sports teams in your school?
Our football team's doing really strong this year, and our mascot's the Dragons, and we have a really good we just have a good sports program overall. A lot of teams had a successful season.
Who's your Thanksgiving rival?
Marshwood.
And you're going to bury him, right?
Hope so.
Todd, you remember those high school days,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. Oh, I miss them. I miss those days. I remember I played football into my freshman year. And, I wish I gave it a go a couple more years. I was a quarterback. And, I wish I could go back and play one more game. That would be pretty nice.
Hey, Jackson, tell us a little bit about some of your most recent activities, especially the area to winterize the gardens for the senior residents at the Faye Garman House.
Yeah, we went up to the Faye Garman House and helped out these two women save their garden for the winter. Then we're going to head back there in the spring to put in the plants we dug up. We went over there with about 15 kids and worked on a bunch of different jobs, from raking leaves, trimming bushes, leaf blowing, a bunch of stuff like that.
You touched some people there, huh?
Yeah. I could tell that we really helped them because some of them were immobile and really could not do some of the backbreaking work we were put to work to do.
Was there a particular person or a moment that really touched you and stood out for you?
Yeah, it was at the end when we finished, and the two ladies, Aviva and Janice, said how thankful they were, and we just kind of saw like a before and after and what we accomplished in the short time frame.
How about you, Taran?
My favorite moment was probably as soon as we got there, actually. Just their face kind of lit up seeing all of us ready to help, and like you could tell they really appreciated it. And I don't know, it was just fun. It's always fun to help out.
What are some of the other projects you're working on for the winter?
I know we're going back to the Westrom House, which is another senior home, in the winter for like a Christmas, Thanksgiving sort of thing. And they're really big into Wii bowling, so we're actually making them shirts, and like we're going to watch them play and like have Christmas cookies and just do the whole thing. Like we're kind of like a family there now, so that's what we're looking forward to, or at least I'm looking forward to.
Tell us about your action team. Is it made up mostly of upperclassmen or underclassmen, and how do you recruit new members?
I think we're a good mix. I mean, we have a solid amount of seniors. All of the seniors are boys, and then I don't know. We have a good assortment, but I don't know how we get new new people, really. They just kind of join. We talk a lot, and I don't know. They get interested. We're a tight-knit community.
Todd, I know being an outstanding athlete and a leader on every team you played on, from Little League through high school and college and now with the Reds, teams are just like schools and just like businesses. When you have leadership, you can accomplish more than you can when you just have individuals. And I know that's something you've believed in, that people have to help and lead each other, and the best pressure and the best leadership comes from within, not from above.
Exactly, and I think what these kids are doing, I don't think they understand it fully right now, but as they're going to get older, they're going to understand the impact that they had on these elderly individuals. And being a leader, it's hard to do. You don't have to do it in sports, but the things that you guys are doing, it's very important. And in a leadership role, that's taking leadership, helping out. You know, not many people get opportunities, or many people, they get asked to do these kind of things, and it's like, now that's a waste of time. But little things like setting up a garden for elderly people and, seeing. I bet a couple of them people were tearing up a little bit. That's how excited they were. And how fortunate, that they come across a bunch of guys like you, man. You should be very proud of yourself.
You guys have any particular questions you have for Todd tonight?
Actually, I have one question.
Go ahead.
What is your favorite Frank Sinatra song?
That's a great question, man. I have about four or five, but my walkout song is Fly Me to the Moon, and that's always my go-to. I don't know. It relaxes me, and it's just an enjoyable song. I know George can attest to this. I know he likes that. I know he enjoys that song, have a little scotch before he goes to bed. So that's my go-to song, is Fly Me to the Moon.
You got another. I like The Best Is Yet to Come.
Yeah, exactly. And that always keeps everybody on their toes. But him, Frank Sinatra, new Frank Sinatra is Michael Bublé. I can listen to his songs all the time, too. Sounds just like
him. Now, your allegiance to Sinatra, I know your mom and dad are big Sinatra fans. Is it largely the music? Is it because he was from Jersey? Is it a little bit of both?
Oh, yeah, all the above. Only reason I started getting involved with him is my grandparents would play this music all the time in the house, and I and my high school coach would play it too, so I got used to it. And then, you know, to be honest with you, I really didn't like the music when I was younger. You know, you hear things over and over, you start getting used to it, and you start singing them in the shower, and like, God, I know the words of the song, and I used to hate it, and it just relaxes me. Like I said, it brings me back to my roots. I don't want to play a rap song that gets me all hyped up. I have a ton of energy as it is when I'm on the field, so the more relaxed I am, I think the better off I'll be.
You know, maybe you could take us into a clubhouse, too. You know, in the old days, music used to be blaring throughout clubhouses. Then there was a period of time where the starting pitcher would get to choose the music of the day. Today, it's pretty individualized, isn't it? Most guys are on their headsets and pretty much on their own.
Yeah, pretty much. Headsets are a big thing. I know when Johnny Cueto's pitching, we give him the free lance to put on his Spanish music. Who else? That's really about it. But when you listen to music, you're on your headphones, and not many people like certain things. So I'm into all music. So whatever they play, I'm pretty happy about.
Jackson, Turan, you got any other question for Todd?
Yeah, I got one.
All right.
Out of all the volunteering opportunities you've done, which one do you think's touched you the most, and why?
Oh man, I think. For me, when I was younger, I think giving food to some of the homeless people when I was younger, that was probably the most touching. I was actually I was in college, and just to see these people in all aspects of life and the unfortunate lives that they're going through right now, I think that really touched me a lot. You know, and when you talk to them, it's they're like regular people, and you know, they have a lot of great stories. They have a lot of, you know, they can still give to this world. It's just very unfortunate that, you know, some circumstances happen to them. And, you know, I can remember, you know, a couple people I've talked to, and I remember just laughing so hard with these people. It made me real happy, and I hope, you know, some of the stories I said to them make them happy, too. I'm hoping so.
Yeah, you know, Todd, one of my favorite moments since you've come to the Reds at the major league level, for fans that might not know it, but the Reds have an honorary bat boy who comes periodically. His name is Teddy Kramer. He's an adult who has Down syndrome. And there were some players that wondered, you know, why is you going to allow him to be on the bench? Why are you going to have him on the bench? And as soon as he came to the Reds first of all had a win streak going, number one. Number two, Todd, you and Jay Bruce and Drew Stubbs really took him under your wing. And the night you hit a home run for him, the look on his face and the look on your face will always, for me, be a special moment. And I know you built a great friendship with Teddy.
Yeah, it was crazy. He tells everybody he loves him. He's the happiest guy in the world. I really wish I was like that every day of the week. 30-year-old guy, just enjoying life with what he has. And I remember him saying, "Hey, Todd, man, I love you." And he said, "Hit me a home run." And I was up third that inning, and I ended up hitting one. And I hit second base. I'm like, "Holy cow, I really did hit this guy a home run." And I hit third. I see him waiting there for me, and I'm like, "Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Tackle him? I don't know what to do." And we jumped up and down, and he was just overjoyed. And I think I had a new best friend after that. And, you know, just a great, great human being, great guy.
That same could be said of you, buddy. That was a great moment for him and for everybody that was there on that night. That's Todd Frazier of the Cincinnati Reds. And Tanisha, let's open it up to see if anyone else has any questions for Todd.
Great. Thanks so much, George. So there are a few ways that you can ask a question. If you want to ask it via phone, our operator will give you instructions as to how to do that. But for those of you that are viewing online, you can use the chat feature. There's a chat box there, and you can just select my name, Tanisha Smith, or our presenter, and just type in your question, and we'll read it out. Or you can use the raise your hand feature that's available online as well. So with that, I'll go ahead and hand it over to Carrie to go through the instructions.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen on the phone, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Again, star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And we do have a question from Gaines Harrell. Please state your school name.
Hi, this is Gaines Harrell. I'm with Newcliffe Academy in Prattville, Alabama. And I just want to say, when you guys get tired of the snow, y'all come on down here. We don't have any of it.
That's not right, man. I don't appreciate that at all.
rub it in, Gaines.
I know, right? I know. Todd, it's certainly a pleasure to have you on the call tonight. And the question that I have for you is that when you were going through the process of becoming a major league player, what was one of your better experiences that helped you achieve the goal of getting into the Major League Baseball program?
I think the experience that I had when I first got called up to be a major leaguer, and 2 days before opening day, they said, Todd, we're actually sending you down. Life-altering, basically. You know, you're going from a major leaguer to what you've always dreamed of being, and then back to the minor leagues. A lot of people could say that could you know, be detrimental to you. But for me, my dad always said, you know, you can bet a little bit, but when that sun comes up the next day, make sure you're ready to go. And then that day, I was pretty upset. I was pretty PO'd. But I remember waking up that next day and just remembering what he said. And I went on 2 weeks later, went back to the major leagues and never looked back ever since. So that was about 3.5 years ago. And I think that experience, when people say it would probably be a tough experience, I thought that was probably the best experience that I could have, you know, going from super high to really super low. And you got to figure out to get that happy medium going.
All right, thank you. And now to the line of Art Filizar. Please state your school name.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Ibanez, and I'm from St. Anthony Junior Senior High School in the warm state of Hawaii. And my question is for Mr. Todd Frazier, and it is, do you see your son playing at Major League Baseball in the future?
Oh, man, that'd be the top of the line for me. I would love to see him do that. Me and my wife know that whatever he wants to do, we're in open arms and ready for him to do that. I'm going to push him as hard as I can to be a baseball player. And then if he doesn't want to be that, we'll go to basketball, then we'll go to football and any sport I could think of. So I'm hoping he loves the sport just like I do. And I hope he's very fortunate enough to get an opportunity to, get to play good in a good high school and then a good college, and then hopefully get to the major leagues. It's very hard to do. I always tell everybody, always have a backup plan, and, my backup plan would be what George is doing, commentating or being an analyst. And after that, maybe be a gym teacher. Always something involved in sports. So always have a backup plan, but I hope my son does get an opportunity. I would love that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mr. Frazier.
You got it.
Thank you. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. And we have no one else queuing up at this time.
All righty.
Okay, great. I'll take a look online. Doesn't look like I've received any in the chat box either. Don't be shy. Feel free to ask a question.
This is Lyman Smith. I have a question for Taran. Are you still on? He might be muted, too. So
He disconnected.
All right. Well, that can happen. I wanted to ask him. He sounded like he had a great time working with seniors. I don't know if some of the other these team captains out there have wondered about volunteering with seniors or not. But
I'm still here.
Oh, awesome. When you were thinking about going and volunteering with these seniors and going to their residence there, were you nervous at all? I mean, like the first time that you were going to meet them? Because, you know, we don't always get a chance to do that. So, and because what do you say to other students that maybe haven't done it before and are wondering if it's something they maybe want to try?
A lot of people at school ask me, like, how they can join the action team and stuff. And I say, I tell them that it's a great experience and that they should do it. But, like, I wasn't really nervous for the senior citizens. It was just kind of nerve-wracking helping them out because they were, like, really particular about how they wanted their garden, and I didn't want to mess that up.
That is good thinking on your part. Do not mess it up. All right.
Yeah, they were very particular.
Great. Hey, thanks. Great. Thanks for being on the call tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Like Todd said, always have a backup plan just in case.
Yeah, in case I cut the wrong bush.
That's right.
And we do have another question on the phone from the line of Art Filizar. Please state your name and your school.
Aloha, this is Michael Laval from St. Anthony Junior Senior High School in warm Maui, Hawaii. We have another question for Mr. Todd Frazier. The question is, during the cold winter months, how do you keep warm while playing baseball?
That's a very good question. Everything's inside. You can't really get outside. When it turns to like 45 degrees, that's when I get outside. You guys might think I'm crazy, but George can attest to this. 45 is like springtime for us in the winter. So those are opportunities to, you know, throw outside long toss and maybe hit a couple balls here and there. But for me, everything's inside. I'm an early guy. I get up early, around 8 o'clock, work out for about an hour, hour and a half, hit the weights every other day, and then, you know, call it a day. It's a different world now for me. I have a kid, and he's my first priority, so if there's a day where I can't get to work out, I will hopefully get it the next day. So everything's inside.
Todd, you and your brothers also have a school, do clinics, right?
Yes. We started that about 3 years ago. Both my brothers have been running it the whole time, and I actually helped them out a little bit in the off season. And, you know, they've been doing really well with it, and I'm very, you know, I'm happy for them because, you know, they're baseball players too, and they get to, you know, still help out young kids prosper and hopefully become, you know, great people at the same time.
All right, thank you. We have no more questions in queue.
Great. Thanks so much, Carrie. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and end the Q&A section, and we'll close out the call, and I'll take it back to George.
Thanks, Tanisha. One last question for me, Todd, and that is this was a remarkable year. I think anybody that followed baseball, simply because we put an exclamation point at the end of the greatest player of our generation, and that was Derek Jeter. And your relationship with him really spans the essence of your career and his career, too. You were with him at Yankee Stadium when you were honored after being a Little League champion, and that was back in 1998, right after you won with Tom's River, and it culminated this year at the All-Star Game when you were sitting with him again. And tell the folks a little bit about what that whole transition meant to you and what your relationship with him has meant to you.
Yeah, the relationship goes beyond words. He's a great guy. You know, when you look at a guy, you know, who do you want to emulate? How do you want to play baseball and look like? And that's the first guy that comes to mind to me. He's a class act. People ask me about, you know, why was he never in trouble? I said because he's smart. He's a smart guy. You don't ever see him in the newspapers getting in trouble off the field. He pays attention to detail very well. He's very detail-oriented. And for me, you know, to say, you know, from Little League in 1998, I got to hang out with him. And then in 2014, I got to end his career in his last All-Star game, and I was a part of it. Man, it's just unbelievable. I pinch myself sometimes because I really don't believe it. It's just something that you can't dream of happening, and it's just really, I've been very fortunate in life, and one of those moments that moment right there will stick with me for as long as I live.
You have the picture from 1998 of you standing next to him at shortstop, and now you got the other picture too, right?
Oh yeah, that'll be hanging in my man cave here pretty soon when it's finished. My house, I'll be ready to go.
Any final words for our Action Team members today about where they should take it from here in terms of serving their community?
Yeah, I think the more you do that, the better off you are. I just understand every time I do something to help my community, I really feel good about myself. You don't know who's having a good day or having a bad day. You don't know how far you can go with helping people out and just putting a smile on their face. And that can go a long way with people, and I really wish that more people would help out in the community and help each other out, because this world needs more guys, you know, like the three guys we were just talking to from Brunswick, and just keep working hard and being leaders. And that doesn't mean in sports necessarily. Be leaders off the field too as well, and just have fun with whatever you do.
You certainly live by that same credo, and we wish you all the best for a great Thanksgiving, a great Christmas, and give us your scouting report on the Reds for 2015. What do they need to do to get back to the postseason?
Well, first and foremost, we need help. I think that's the biggest thing. I think everybody would be 100%. We need a couple new, cards for left field. We need a left fielder. We need maybe a couple more pitchers here and there. And, we just got to be, team. We got to worry about wins. And I think going into next year, we just have to worry about getting Ws and nothing else, because baseball, like they said, is the most individualistic team sport there is. And if we can take that individualistic out, I think we will be very good. And hopefully Brian Price coming into his second year, a very great manager. He keeps working hard and building the Reds to be successful. And that's on our shoulders. So he can lead us to the water. We got to drink it. You know what I mean?
You've been doing some TV work, and you talk about what your next plan, and that's after baseball, is to go into TV. My goal is someday to have you sit next to me and we'll do a game together. But when can we see you again on MLB TV or covering some baseball?
I don't know. They come to me with the opportunities. I don't know if I'll get any before spring training starts. But I did have an opportunity to work for MLB and then with TNT as well during the playoffs, and it was awesome. And I got to sit next to, one of the guys I looked up to, or two of them actually, Gary Sheffield and Pedro Martinez, and to pick their brains. I remember Pedro Martinez telling me that he could strike me out in four pitches because I fouled one off. Just to, he told me that 2 months ago. And I said, man, I'll try and get you by that third at bat. He said, no, by that time they'll take me out. I said, oh, man. He's a great guy, and we're very fortunate to meet such great people, George, and you understand that. The Eric Davises of the world, the Joe Morgans, Johnny Benches, Pete Rose. You get to meet these guys, and you get opportunities to talk to them. I never want to leave a room when I'm with them. I want to know everything. I'm like a little baby right now when I talk to these guys. I want to know everything and understand everything in baseball. So for me, opportunities are endless, and just keep chugging along.
That's why you're one of the best. Frazier, by the way, how can some of our action team members stay in touch with you on Twitter?
Oh, just hit me up anytime, saying what's up, and I'll hit you right back. Just be nice, because I don't like mean people on there, so make sure you're nice.
What's your handle?
FlavaFrage21, FlavaFraz21 on Twitter.
I just gave you the follow.
Yeah, all right, big man. I'll follow you back.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Frazier. Happy birthday to Blake. Have a great Thanksgiving and a wonderful Christmas holiday, too. And look forward to seeing you soon, buddy.
All right. I'll see you hopefully December 5th. You coming up?
The Reds Fest. Hopefully I'll be there. We'll see you there, man.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Thanks for having me.
That's Todd Frazier, everybody. And that'll wrap it for this month's Action Team Call. We'll be in touch with you in December for our Action Team Call for December. And again, start to work now on your scholarship applications, which will be due after the first of the year. So it's a great opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. And don't let the opportunities pass you by either. As Todd said, the moments and the memories are greater for you than they are for the people that you help. And we're all fortunate that we can watch and observe all the great things that you guys are doing. Keep in touch. We'll be back with you to let you know the exact date of our call for next month. Thanks, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday.
Thank you.
See you.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, Frazier. Say hi to Jackie.
All right, I will. Have a good one.
All right, man. Don't eat too much turkey now.
No, I get two nights out of it. My wife's at the house in my house. All right, buddy.
Take care, man. Love you.
Love you, too.
Great. Thanks, George.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Executive Teleconference Service. You may now disconnect.